Good morning and welcome, as always. If you haven't welcomed yourself yet, your sweet self, to this body, to these arms, to these legs, to this morning, to these sounds, to these sights. Take a couple minutes now and allow yourself to do that. Regardless of what's going on, and by that I mean what's going on in your mind in terms of the thoughts. Thoughts are forms, energetic constellations. Or what's going on outside you, whatever forms there are, the situations, people, what's ever going on, allow yourself to arrive. Nothing is more important. Nothing. Not one thing ever is more important than you showing up as presence, as consciousness, as that in you, which is not a form, not a thought. We keep grounding ourselves in that, because when you know yourself as that, when you keep remembering yourself as that, when you keep bringing yourself back to that, then all those forms, including your thoughts, including the situations in your life, the challenges, the people who can also be challenging, your relationship to all of that utterly shifts. That horizontal dimension, so to speak, of people, form, thoughts, challenges. That all includes errands and getting gas and sitting in traffic. That gets into a particular perspective. It assumes less importance. Not that it's not important, not that it's not challenging, because we are living in the world. We're not in monasteries. But when you know who you are and that you are, this spaciousness, this unfettered brightness, clarity, then you have a different relationship to the things of the world. Then, as the Sufis say, you're in the world, not of the world. So these morning meditations are a chance to catch up with yourself, to meet yourself. If you've left yourself by galloping away in your thoughts, then it's a chance to come back. And if you are utterly with yourself, then it's a chance to deepen. So notice, keep noticing what you're paying attention to now. What are you paying attention to now? What you pay attention to grows. If you're wrestling with a situation, there's more wrestling. You're engaged in the back and forthness. And there's no reason in this moment to be thinking. In this moment, if you're thinking, it's repetitive, unnecessary, getting nowhere thinking, because we're just hanging out together. That's all that's happening right now. We're hanging out. What would it be like for you to drop in to the hangout space, to realize that in this moment there's nothing to do and nowhere to go, nothing to figure out, nothing to think about, because there's no way of doing anything about any of those things in this moment. So nothing to do, nowhere to go, hanging out in quiet. As the Indian sage Nisargadatta said, light, quiet, and dark in all directions. Infinite affection for everything. When you hang out in the space, there's immediate relaxation. So when I stop talking, do you start? Do you start engaging? And if you do, is it possible for you to have an attitude of loving your thoughts? Of understanding that thinking isn't personal, of knowing that you're being thought. You're not thinking. Thinking is happening. You're not doing it. No point in swatting the thoughts away, reacting to them, having any judgment about them. You can love them, like them, appreciate that your mind is working overtime, and not get engaged. You can make room for thinking to happen, without jumping onto or into a thought. That's the infinite affection part. Of infinite affection, maybe you don't feel that, but some kind of kindness towards this human mind. Such kindness. It doesn't know what else to do. It thinks its job is to think and figure things out and keep you very, 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 very busy with urgent messages. And it's possible for you or the spaciousness itself to be kind, to relate, so to speak, to these thoughts with kindness. Such kindness. Ah, there goes another thought. Ah, here comes another thought. And then you rest, or can rest, in the quiet again, in the light, quiet, and dark. And maybe you only rest for a second till another thought pulls at you. That's all right. We're not in a rush. You don't get a gold star for not being pulled by a thought. This is all about you. Your relationship to your own mind, to that which masquerades as you, until you know yourself as the light and the quiet and the dark. Notice the process of getting tangled up in a thought, bound, having your awareness and attention bound in a thought, and then slipping out from the rope of a thought, from the tangle. What does it feel like? What does it feel like to be bound or tangled in a thought, caught up, wrestling? What does it feel like? And then, what does it feel like, the felt sensation, to slip out of it? To be just quiet. Not thinking, or else having the thinking recede all the way to the background so that your attention is not on it, not engaged with it. The more you taste that quiet, that spaciousness, the less you feel pulled to engage in your thoughts. Because who doesn't want light, quiet, and dark in all directions? Who would choose getting tangled up and anxious, tense, contracted, over quiet, spaciousness? After a while, that quiet, that stillness feels more like you than the tangle of the mind. Can you feel that now? And if your thoughts have gotten a grip on you, become aware of your breath. Change the focus of your attention. Change what you're paying attention to. Sometimes simply paying attention to quiet and spaciousness. might not be possible in a particular moment, but what is possible is for you to become aware of your breath, since you're breathing in every moment. And then it's just a matter of switching your focus and bringing yourself back to the present. Just hanging out. Nothing to do. Nowhere to go. If your eyes are closed, slowly make the transition to opening them, to taking a look around, to sensing your body while looking around, to arriving in this moment, in this particular location, of course, location meaning this location of your body and location of the room you're in or the environment that you're in. Have a beautiful day.